Hello, welcome to Walks with a Copywriter. I'm Ollie, I'm a copywriter, and I'm currently in the middle of a very, very dense woodland. I've strayed from the path, and as you may be able to hear from the crunch of twigs and branches underfoot, I'm literally just walking through the off the path and through the main woodland itself, and this is the most wild woodland I've been to on my walk so far. I keep walking through cobwebs and getting cobwebs in my face, which is not so fun, but hey, it's an adventure. And I'm just walking through now a particularly sort of dense area. I'm stepping over a large log, or a fallen tree, I suppose. Oh gosh, I've run into a lot of cobwebs now. But I'm trying to get to a nearby sort of a path or a clearing, and it's so overgrown. It's unbelievable. The grasses are growing almost as tall as me. I'm 6 foot, and this is an adventure for real. Gosh, this is a bad time to start recording. Right, I'm going to stampede through it. Okay, I'm through. Right, now, let's talk about copywriting, after that, very wild intro. Today I specifically wanted to talk about something called the Rule of Three. I don't know if that's its official title, but that's what I'm calling it. And the Rule of Three is a concept that copywriters and storytellers too can use to convey information in a memorable and quick way. And if you think about it, human beings are predisposed, we're programmed in a way, we're wired to recognize patterns, and the simplest pattern is a sequence of three things. Two isn't quite enough to be a pattern, and four or more is quite difficult to just kind of get your head around sometimes, I think. In fact, brief anecdotes, when they introduced cash machines, to take money out of the wall, initially they trialled having a six-digit PIN number that you would have to enter to access your money. The problem was that everyone kept forgetting what their number was, and so they shortened it to four digits, and of course everyone was able to remember it much better, much more easily. And if we're required to remember a sequence of too many numbers or bits of information in a row, we will forget. I'll give you the example of, let's say, a car. If I was selling a car and I said that it's fast, luxurious, and comfortable, that's pretty easy to remember. And in fact, I would probably say that it's so easy to remember that if I asked you to recall it now, and I'll pause while you do so, you probably remembered that the car was fast, luxurious, and comfortable. So if I had described it as being fast, luxurious, comfortable, and affordable, it would have been a lot easier to forget a few things. I think something just fell on my head. I'm not sure what that was. So the point is that when we describe things in threes, it's memorable. And it, you know what? It just sounds good as well. I was thinking, actually, sort of while I was thinking about recording this, of the example of Tony Blair, who's a politician. Well, he was the Prime Minister of the UK a few years ago, who... I continue to walk through cobwebs. So he was a prime minister, and his sort of slogan when he came to power was education, education, education. That was going to be his main focus during his term. And I was thinking that if he had said education, 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 it just sounds a bit much, doesn't it? Equally, if he had just said education, education, you're kind of left hanging, like, okay, and then what? Is there more coming? Two doesn't sound quite as complete, and four or more sounds too much, a bit over the top. But three sounds just right. And I don't know why psychologically that is. It could be actually because, you know, you find the rule of three or a sequence of three things everywhere. Think of, you know, the good, the bad and the ugly. It just kind of, or blood, sweat and tears. It kind of just rolls off the tongue and it's very memorable. Hence, I was able to kind of, you know, drag that up from my deep in my brain somewhere and just, you know, spout it off. Because it's really easy to remember. But if I don't, off the top of my head, I can't remember a sequence of four things. So anyway, the point here is sequence of threes. Think about it. Think about incorporating it into your work. And you can do so in all sorts of ways. Of course, you could, if you're doing, say, let's say you're doing a Facebook ad and you need a title for it, you could say, I don't know, the fast, the luxurious and the comfortable car. I don't know. I'm sure you could probably do better than that, but, there are a lot of spiders in this wood. I keep walking into, sort of cobwebs with spiders in the middle of them that are about waist height. So I'm probably covered in spiders right now, which is not a great thing to, image to put into your heads. I apologize. But just think how bad it is for me to be covered in them. Anyway, so you could do it in an ad. You could, what I like to do, is to bullet things in threes. And one, the thing that I do sort of most commonly, I think, because I found it to be very effective, is when writing landing pages. So say you have a landing page for a particular service or a product. What I normally do as a sort of a base template to get things started is that I will have an H1, heading one, along the top as a title. And then underneath that, I would just have three bullet points describing the three key, aspects of that product or service. That seems to flow really well. And because, you know, as humans, we're always on the lookout for patterns, the eye is naturally drawn to those bullet points. And so, you know, as long as your copy is short, you know, just a few words, then you can convey three distinct bits of information very quickly and very efficiently, because the user, the reader, will look at it, you know, quickly, because their eye is drawn to it. And another way that I find very effective in using this kind of rule of three is when describing a sequence of events. So if you're describing how something works, you know, perhaps how to sign up to a service, for example, you might describe it as step one, do this, step two, do this, and step three, do this. Three, you know, sequences of events in threes just works really well, because it's just so easy to grasp and remember. And I think we are sort of preconditioned to connect with it in some way for some reason. And so that works really well, rather than describing, you know, a long sequence of steps, you know, one, do this, two, do this, three, do this, four, five, six. You know, by the time you get to point six, I think most people will have switched off, or they won't be able to tell you what step one or two was. They would have forgotten. So three's really powerful. And that's kind of my message that I wanted to convey today, amongst this woodland of spiders. but try it in your work if you haven't already, and see how you go. I find personally one of the biggest benefits of this sort of rule or concept is that it helps you focus your mind. As a copywriter, often your translating information that comes from somebody else. So for example, you know, someone in your team or your company, say like a product manager, has created this new feature for your service or something like that. And so you need to, they will say it's better because it's faster or something like that. And then you will have to dig into exactly how much faster is it, and does that mean that it's easier, is it quicker, you know, and so you're sort of translating this information, and by limiting yourself to describing it in up to three ways is a really great way to focus the mind, so that you're not, you know, left with 10 great benefits of this product or service. You limit it to three, because while it might be better in 10 ways, really, I mean, first of all, there's another concept called the 80-20 rule, which I won't go into, but normally, you know, 20% of something is like 80% of the work. So if you're selling something, 20% of the features will give 80% of the benefit to the user. So in a similar way, it filters down all of the sort of additional benefits and focuses just on the key benefits. So I find that as well as it being a good way to convey information, it's also a really good way to help you focus your mind and pick out what the three most important things are, rather than just listing a very long list of things that will just get lost and probably overwhelm the user. So I'll leave it there. Best of luck with your copywriting. I hope you find that useful. And yeah, try and incorporate it into your writing and see how it goes. Yeah, I'll speak to you next time.